It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Dana Hall. Elon Musk unveiled Tesla's long-awaited robo-taxi in L.A. last night. Now, he showed off a two-seater cyber cab, which he says could cost less than $30,000. So, Dana, talk about what the cyber cab looks like and what it does for us.
Yeah, so I wasn't there in person. I was just watching the live stream like many fans. And, you know, it is a very kind of sleek-looking vehicle with doors that kind of open upward, almost like butterfly wings, seats two people. The people that were there got to take a very short ride in it. But, you know, it didn't really wow investors. And I think it's just telling that a lot of Wall Street analysts and investors were at the event, but the stock sell-off was pretty extreme today.
Why weren't they impressed?
I think it's because I think they like the way it looks, but Musk said it's not going to go into production until 2026. So this is still pretty far out. It's not clear what the regulatory approval process is. And, you know, there wasn't anything about a cheaper car, which is what would be key to Tesla driving volume growth.
Yeah, I wonder how people would feel about getting in a car that didn't have a steering wheel. I mean, you know, here in San Francisco, we've been seeing those autonomous cars and vehicles for a long time, but at least they had a steering wheel, and you kind of felt like you could control it if you wanted to, which is probably not true. But to get into a vehicle that has no steering wheel would be a little disconcerting, at least to me, at the onset.
Yeah, I think also, like, investors wanted to hear more of the business plan. Like, Waymo, for example, is operating in San Francisco, and they had been testing in San Francisco for years. But we've never seen Tesla test in a city. And so I'm not clear what the plan is to get the regulatory approval that they would need from the California DMV.
Yeah, I know. There's still a lot of stuff to hash out. Now, Musk faced backlash earlier this year when it was reported the company was moving away from self-driving cars for consumers for a robo-taxi. But it seems like these are marketed to consumers. Is that true?
Well, yeah, it sounds like you can actually buy these. So originally, my understanding was that Tesla was going to run its own fleet. But now you can actually buy a robo-taxi and run a fleet yourself. So this is actually something that a consumer can buy and operate. It's not entirely clear to me how that's all going to work.
Yeah, I want a fleet of, you know, robo-taxis in my driveway, right? What about this robo-van?
Yeah, so the robo-van was kind of like the surprise. We just saw one of them. It's supposed to be able to transport like 20 people, like a sports team. Not at all clear to me what the business model is there, what it's trying to replace. It looked cool, the very Art Deco inspired, but again, like, when will it be in production and at what volume? Not really clear.
Right. You know, and when you were talking about like a team, I was thinking, you know, if you are on carpool duty for soccer practice or something.
Right.
And I don't know, you know, who you know, how much would that be, and who is it marketed to, and are these things just still so preliminary?
Yeah, and this is sort of classic Elon. He often unveils the design of a vehicle years before it actually goes into production, much less volume production. And I think that the shtick is getting a little old because people wanted to know more about how is this robotaxi going to fit into the overall vision, and is Tesla still committed to making a lower-cost car for consumers? They didn't mention the lower-cost car at all.
Oh, and that's what everybody wants to know. You know, the other question, like you said, there's a lot to be working out. But, you know, would a cyber cab need permission from various locations like, you know, L.A. or San Francisco or wherever they choose to operate?
Yes, they absolutely need regulatory approval, which they don't have yet. So that's a whole big thing, the big missing piece.
That is Bloomberg's Dana Hall. Thanks very much for the reporting. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.